Tom?
Hello.
Tom?
Nancy, may I respond to that?
To my question?
Yes, this is great. May I respond to that?
One second. Tom, I wondered if you, there was something that you saw in this that, what is it that you see in this that would do that? I couldn't see that myself. I'm just wondering, what is it that you see in it that would...
My understanding is that that Adrian and Carol term on the PNB expires or times out at this point. And what this will do is extend their time on the PNB for another year.
Okay. I don't think it does that. Carol, could you...
It does not do that, Tom. Actually, we will be, both Adriana and I will be off this board as soon as the new directors are installed in April. And so we will be off the board, and should we have run in the next election, but FYI, I ain't running. So.
Well, that's
the motion.
Madam
Chairman, we talked about
control
and respect the people that are...
One second. Okay. I'm just trying to... Tom right now has the floor, and I'm trying to get clarification about his point. So, what was that last thing that you said, Tom?
Well, the way I read it, that keeps Carol and Adriana and possibly others on the board after they've already signed out for their maximum time to be on the PNB.
I mean, could you point to exactly which resolution does that? Is that number four?
Carol's resolution.
No, there's four points in her resolution. Which one of those gives that, makes that happen?
Well, I haven't received it here for some reason that I can point to them.
Okay. Okay, Adriana,
thank
you. We're trying to get the floor.
Yes, madam. Somebody speak against this.
Are you speaking against this motion?
Again, yes, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
Basically, I mean, the first thing that I want to tell to the board is, my name is Adriana Casney, that what you are saying is not true and it's not there. But doesn't matter. People can assign this. You know, the only reason that it's the only person, the only point that I don't agree is, I don't agree with changing the bylaws. But point number three have nothing to do with the bylaw, have to do with KPFA people wanting to sit a person that doesn't have an ear in the LSB. That is the reason. And all of us know what we are talking about. I will not say the name. But basically what I'm trying to say is this, we violate all the bylaws. Then we have a motion that have a bunch of justifications for all the violations that we have done before, that doesn't make any sense. And then we are adding one more. The bylaw said that the person needs to be an ear as a delegate in the LSB. That makes a lot of sense because that person needs to be up to, and doesn't matter if you have that ear 5 years ago. But if you are new to your LSB, you should have an ear. The only reason that this is not, nothing happened yet, that is violating that. That is added there because KPFA want to add somebody that is not in the board now. And we are paying dearly with the lawsuit for the same person trying to be on the board. And now we put number three here that is directly only at that. That is a travesty. And we are paying, this foundation is paying, because that keeps going. And now it's not enough that they will lose the lawsuit. Now they are trying to force with point number three.
I'm sorry, time. You've had 2 minutes now. I forgot.
Bill for the stack.
Okay. All right, thank
William
you.
Also.
All right. Okay, Bill, are you speaking for or against this motion?
I'm going to move to postpone consideration.
Or, I'm sorry?
I want to move to postpone consideration until the next meeting. I think the motion is good overall, but I think, as Nancy, as you were saying, I really would like to get an opinion from Ford Green so we don't have to go and undo this or part of it at the next meeting. And I think it probably can wait unless somebody can give me a good reason why we really need to pass it right now.
Max, so
I'll need to postpone this until the next meeting.
Okay, Adriana seconds. Okay, reconsider till the next meeting is debatable.
Max is
not amendable. Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we can guarantee that Ford Green will be able to put eyes on this in the next week. He's in the midst of a pretty significant court case. He's got some other matters relative to Pacifica that he's looking at. And I think we should make this a variable that allows us to bring it forth once Ford Green has given an opinion on it versus setting a specific date that will inevitably most likely have to adjust because of his schedule.
Okay, I withdraw my motion then if that's okay.
I think your motion's good. I would just change it to say that we will bring it back for consideration once Ford Green provides an opinion on it. If you add that element to it, I think then it doesn't have a definitive time that we bring it forth. It's dependent on the variable of Ford Green's availability.
Okay, Nancy, may I make that? May I be recognized to make that amendment?
Parliamentarian, please, you have the floor.
That is an improper motion to postpone something until somebody can have a chance to look at it.
It's a reconsider. It's a reconsider motion. You can't reconsider unless you only have a reconsider of a motion that's already passed. Is that correct?
That is a correct. A motion that's already
passed. Okay, so what you want, Bill, is you want to postpone.
Indefinitely, I guess. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
Postpone indefinitely means kill it all together.
Journal for the staff.
Put it in cyberspace.
And Grace for the stack as well.
Mr. Tatum, how can Bill word his motion so that we can ask to have Mr. Green review it first before we vote on it?
You're going to have to say something to the effect that if Ford doesn't respond by a time certain, then the board has the power to move on with motion. That's the only way he can do it. He has to respond by a time certain. It can't be indefinite. It can't be left up in the air. That's what I mean when I say an improper motion. You can't just
that makes sense.
Hanging in the air. Yeah.
Max to the staff.
Carol,
okay,
Max. To the stack.
I would just
one second.
That you give.
One second, Carol. Go ahead, Esty.
Yeah, I would just propose instead of making it next week, I would give it a 2 or 3 week window, time certain, so that we do give Ford Green an adequate amount of time to get to it, but that we have a definitive timeline.
Okay, Bill, would you like to make your motion? Instead to be 3 weeks?
You know, I think this is complicating too much. I'm sorry. I guess I'd like to withdraw my motion, my motion to postpone.
Right.
We can always,
we
can rescind it or we can take it back up. We can pass it now and take it back up later if we need to do something different.
Okay, can I pass it on his behalf?
The postpone motion has been seconded. Are there any objections to withdrawing it?
Yes, I object, Jan Goodman.
To withdrawing the postponement?
Oh, no, I don't object to withdrawing the postponement motion. I'm sorry. I wasn't following quite closely enough, I guess.
All right.
I do, Madam Chair.
Carol. Sorry?
Okay.
I do object. The motion is objected, second, and belongs to the body.
And that's why I asked if any, and that's why I asked if there's any objection. It belongs to the body, so it's up to the body. Is there any objection to withdrawing it?
And
you say yes.
Okay,
1 second, Carol.
Sorry.
Okay, so we're going to, Bill, we have to vote on withdrawing your postponement motion.
Madam Chair,
okay.
May I make an argument on this motion?
We're not back there yet. We're still on the withdrawal of the postponement.
No, I know whether or not to withdraw it. May I make a motion?
Oh, okay. You want to, let me say, yes, you may.
Okay. I am in favor of withdrawing this because I think that there are implications that are important for us to take positions before 3 weeks, because particularly I believe Texas has two LSBs, two delegates assemblies, and this has that position on this because it says all new delegates elected during this week, you know, that the delegates elected, point two, shall be have it truncated. You know, this is, there it's installed, or it's point one, I guess. Also, I think that when people are installed and when people are elected to the, as directors, we shall have already said something about this. And so I think that I support the motion to withdraw and then to take this up.
Okay, thank you. Is there any for not withdrawing the motion?
Yes.
Adriana?
Madam Chair, the reality is that this same body, last week, we both wait.
Adriana, we can hardly hear you. Could you, like, move the mic away from your mouth? And
I'm a little bit.
And then everyone, please mute. If you're not, if you don't have the floor, everyone, please mute. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's good.
Okay. Okay. This same body, we agree unanimously last Thursday to wait because this is touching so many bylaws that we said that we are. Madam Chair, you can see who's making the noises, right? That is when Maestro gave you that option. Can you please intervene?
No, I don't see. Okay, Alex, could you mute, please? Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Adriana.
Thank you. The same body approved. We said that we need an opinion. We have enough lawsuits. We need an opinion from our counsel, from the attorney. Our executive director is saying that instead of a week, probably will be 2 or 3 weeks that he can get into this. It's not any urgency. And when people are waiting and talking about, and I asked for a point of privilege that wasn't accepted then, when people are saying that we have, the LSB have two different, KPFD have two different LSB, that is not, nothing of that is true. It has nothing to do with any of this. And had to do with the
30 seconds.
Terry Travis, we have an email from her, right, saying in writing, that they need to do something with KPFT in July of last year. And they throw there the option of the telephone participation. That is the reality. But please do not accept this motion, we need at least the lawyer telling us that this
time.
Motion that we can pass.
Okay, time. Thank you, Adriana. Okay. Sorry, who is next?
Parliamentarian for the stat.
Parliamentarian, please, you have the floor.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but we need more time or we need to vote. I don't know. The time, I already had 7 minutes because the back and forth with the parliamentarian.
I hope you subtracted that from the item time.
That's what I said.
How much time do we have left? None?
We have 30 seconds.
Oh.
Mansour motions to extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mansour. Is there a second to extend 10 minutes?
Dan Goodman, second.
Okay, any objections? We're extending for 10 minutes. Okay, we are extended for 10 minutes, no objection. Okay. Parliamentarian, you have the floor.
Madam Chair, I wish that you could specify what motion is on the floor, because if you are withdrawing something, you have to specify what you are withdrawing. Now, the last motion that was on the floor and seconded was a substitute for a main motion that was postponed to this meeting. So would you please tell me what the motion to withdraw is?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought we were at the motion to postpone until we heard from Ford Green. And since that had a second, I asked for any objections on withdrawing the motion. And Adriana objected. And Carol spoke for withdrawing, and Adriana spoke against withdrawing. And so that's where we are. The motion, I guess it's a motion to withdraw the postpone.
Yeah, well, that's a problem that I'm having, because there are two motions that are ahead of the postponement. One motion that is ahead of the top motion is the substitute, which has been seconded and has had some discussion. After that one has been disposed of, then you still have the main motion without the substitute, which is as amended, or you have the main motion without the substitute, which is still on the floor, and that has to be voted up or down, and then finally, you get back to the postponement. So it has to be, all of this has to be in reverse order. You can't withdraw from the bottom. You have to withdraw from the top and back.
Okay. Well, so we had the substitute motion, and we were taking debate on the substitute motion, and then Bill made the motion to postpone discussion on the substitute motion, or voting on the substitute motion, and I thought that's where we were, is to postpone voting on the substitute motion.
Withdrawing
the motion to postpone. Yeah, there are two types of postpone. One is to postpone indefinitely, and the other is to postpone to a certain time. So it has to be one or the other. And as I explained earlier, if you postpone indefinitely, it means take it off the floor forever. If you postpone to a certain time, you have to specify the time. And it cannot be an indefinite time, like, for instance, once the lawyer sees it. That's a very indefinite time. It has to be a time certain.
Right. And so... So Bill had the uncertain time, and so he asked if it could be withdrawn, and since it was already seconded, I asked if there was any objections to withdrawing that postponement, and that's where we are now. We're debating that withdrawal of that postponement. That's an indefinite postponement of the substitute motion.
Okay, now I understand. So it's to withdraw just the substitute. So carry on. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Is there any more debate on withdrawing the motion to postpone indefinitely until Ford Green reviews this?
William,
go ahead.
Yeah, I would not want to have this.
Adriana, could you please mute this background noise? Wait, we got two Adrianas here.
Madam Chair, I cannot talk in one of them.
Okay, it's causing an echo. Could you mute the one that you're not talking in? Thank you. Okay. Or mute them both for now. Okay, go ahead, William.
Yeah, I would not want to lose the ability to postpone, so I wouldn't want this to be ignored if this gets withdrawn. And if it does not get withdrawn, or if it does, I'll propose a new motion. I would amend this motion to be our next regular PNB meeting in April. And at that time, we could then see if the attorney has responded yet.
Okay, so let's see. Can we amend a withdrawal of a postponement?
Well, Catherine Sidisak?
I'm saying go ahead with
request this. Information.
And I'll do something.
Wait, William, were you clarifying? What were you saying?
I was saying you probably need to go ahead with this vote on whether to allow postponement motion to be withdrawn, and depending on the outcome, I will then make a motion or an amendment.
Great, thank you. Okay, Bill, what were you saying?
Yeah, I guess maybe we could ask Mr. Tatum, but can we just vote on the motion to postpone instead of going through the extra step of voting on whether we're going to withdraw it first and then voting on the motion to postpone?
Yeah, you can.
It's like a needless complication.
I guess it's the same thing, right, Mr. Tatum? So we can do that.
It's calling, kicking the bucket further down the road, which you can do. You can postpone this whole thing to the next meeting. But remember that when you postpone it to the next meeting, it still has hanging a substitute and a main motion.
No.
Okay, so we'll just take a vote on whether or not to postpone this motion. So go ahead, Bill.
We're voting on whether to withdraw the substitute. Okay. Grace Aaron?
Wait a minute. That's not the way I heard the parliamentarian.
Right. So, Mr. Parliamentarian. Bill wanted to know, but right now the vote is to vote on withdrawing the postponement. And Bill wanted to know if we could just vote on the postponement and skip the withdrawal that we're in the middle of.
Okay, so again, there are three things on the table. The substitute, the main motion, and the postponement. Those all three are on the floor, and you have to decide in reverse order, starting with the substitute. So, if you postpone this whole
Grace,
thing.
Grace, could you please mute?
Again.
Thank you.
To the next meeting. At the next meeting, it will still be in the same condition. You'll have the substitute to vote on, and the main motion as amended if the substitute passes. So you're going to have the same thing. If you withdraw any part of it, let's say you withdraw the substitute, then you still have the main motion, and you still have to vote on that main motion. If you withdraw the main motion, then the whole thing is off the table. If you withdraw the main motion, the whole thing is off the table.
All right. So we just want to we just want to withdraw the postponement. That's what we want to vote on.
The one that brought you here to this meeting, or the one that you're planning to do
Okay. We had Bill propose a postponement of the substitute motion until we heard from Mr. Green. And then it was seconded. It's on the floor. It, what?
it's not on the floor because the postponement is the main motion that came from last meeting.
No.
You.
This is a different postponement. This is a different postponement.
I don't understand.
So the postponement from the last meeting we disposed of before we. That's how we took this item back up again. Okay, so we already dealt with that before we took this item back up again. So this is an additional postponement, which is a duplicate of the one that we had from last week. Bill Crozier proposed it again on the substitute motion. The postponement last week was on the main motion. This is the postponement on the substitute motion.
But the substitute motion has to be voted up or down so that you will know if the main motion has changed or not.
William for the stack.
Is that making sense?
No, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
Okay, what I'm saying, this will be the last thing, because I don't like to talk this much at meetings. You postponed to this meeting, and the motion is on the floor. Someone made a substitute, and so you have to do this in reverse order. You have to vote on the substitute, or you've got to postpone the substitute, or you've got to vote on the main motion as amended. Or you can just throw the whole thing away by just postponing.
Okay.
It
okay. Okay. All right. You gave me an option. Okay. We're going to vote on postponing the substitute. Okay. So.
Wait a minute. Bill,
you have to postpone everything. You have to postpone the whole thing.
Carol.
Okay. Bill proposed postponing the substitute. And Adriana seconded it. Okay, so that's what we're voting now.
We're
okay?
voting
okay.
on whether or not to allow him to withdraw that motion.
And
he didn't make the motion.
We're just going back. We're skipping the withdrawal part, and we're going back to the to vote on the postponement.
Okay, fine.
Thank you. For asking for that clarification. Okay, so go ahead, take the vote, Bill. We're voting on whether or not to postpone the substitute motion until Ford Green can look at it, which would be an indefinite postponement. So go ahead and take the vote.
No, that's an improper motion, Madam Chair.
Not indefinite. Not indefinite.
It cannot be indefinite.
Okay. That would take it off. Completely, forever.
So it's
right,
out of
yeah.
order.
Okay, so the motion is out of order, Bill. Okay, so let's go back to the
that's
substitute.
That's fine with
meeting.
Me.
Okay.
Fine with me.
Okay, so let's go back to the substitute motion then.
And
all right.
vote on it.
So are there any objections to the substitute motion being the main motion?
Yeah, William has an amendment.
William, go ahead.
I have an amendment. Let me go,
go ahead.
Amend it now.
You have the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm looking for it. I got to find what I wrote. Okay. I would say we add to the end of the motion, if it need be a number five or a new paragraph, move that before newly elected delegates are seated, those 2016 runners-up who were blocked by LSB majorities from filling vacancies in 2017 and 2018 at KPFA shall be offered the opportunity to serve, and the same shall occur around the network if needed.
Okay, you can send that to us.
Okay. Hitting enter now. So send. Invalid address, P and Noel. I got to pick another, pick a better address. Let's see, cancel. Okay, should work this time. Yeah, just sent it.
Okay, I see it. All right.
Second.
Okay. They'd be on a second to be added as item 5 at the end of the substitute, at the end of the substitute motion. Move that before newly elected delegates are seated, those 2016 runners-up who were blocked by LSB majorities from filling vacancies in 2017 and 2018 in KPFA shall be offered the opportunity to serve, and the same shall occur around the network. Okay, and Adriana seconds. Okay, is there any objection?
Yes,
oh, wait.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Bill, I mean, sorry, William, you get to motivate this amendment.
Okay, thank you. I didn't really think about motivating it, but we obviously had motions. I think they might have originated from someone from New York about the problems at KPFA, and they're trying to put different ineligible people in seats. And so the way part of the way around avoiding the bylaws or around the bylaws was to not seat any runners-up from 2016, which still is the latest runners-up list. They pretend it doesn't exist, and that was sort of put down by the PNB and said, no, you can't really do that. We're going to do this other thing, and then we got the lawsuit, and I don't know what's happened, the Campisi lawsuit, and who knows what's happening there. I don't. So this is just by not including what I'm writing. It's like saying, okay, we don't have to worry about people that broke the law in the past. Let's say we'll let them get away with it and they can move on and they'll have accomplished what they wanted. No, I don't want that to happen. I want that the bylaw lawful people that should have been seated will be offered seats that might still be have one or 2 years left, depending, probably only one by now, but have whatever time is left in those seats to be on the PNB and not forget about all those people and the fact that KPFA is not seating delegates properly when people leave or term out or whatever reason they left. If they need new members, they need to follow the rules, which is go to the 2016 runners-up list. Thank you.
Okay, I'll take 2-4, 2 against on this.
Alex on the stack.
Alex, are you speaking for or against?
Against.
This amendment? Against. Okay, go ahead.
I think it's an absurdity to saddle the 2020 delegates with replacements from the 2016 election. That's all I'll say. It's ridiculous.
Okay, thank you. Who's wants to speak for this amendment? Anybody else want to speak for this amendment?
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes, we see that the violations are being justified all over. We are trying to pass a motion that exactly what Director Villalba is saying is the only reason why point number 3 is in the substitute motion from Karen Travis, to seat the director that as a delegate, somebody that wasn't in the LSE, that wasn't a runner-up, that was trying to jump to everybody else.
Catherine, for the staff,
yeah.
Please.
I can't hear you, Adriana. Go ahead. Try again.
Madam Chair, you cannot hear people to mute. Thank you.
Now I can hear you. If you're not speaking, please mute. Go ahead.
The problem is that people push this new motions just for specific purposes in KPFA, and we are disenfranchised. The legal. Madam Chair, what part?
I can't hear you because I'm on another request.
Carol, could you please mute your phone?
Sorry.
No, how can she bother? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go ahead,
okay.
Adriana.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair, again. Like I said, these are a lot of people, a lot of delegates that were runner-up, legal runner-ups. They had the right to be, and they were blocked for political purposes. We need to fight even to bring Mr. Tom Borges into this board. Now they are trying, what Director Hewitt-Warren is saying, if we are doing all of that, why don't we give the same option to the people that was blocked just for political reasons during 2018? That is the reason why he wants to add there. Thank you.
Catherine,
thank you.
To the stack, please. Okay, Catherine, are you for or against this motion?
I'm against.
Okay.
The reason I'm against this motion is because essentially the impact would be that whomever the runners-up may be from 2016, they would be given seats, and those people who were duly elected in this most recent election will lose their seats and will be potentially rendered runners-up. And I personally think that that's a greater injustice, since we put a lot of energy into this election. People elected their candidates in good faith, and the candidates who won the election should be the ones seated. As far as politics, there's no end to it, and I'm sure there's politics on both sides of this story, but I feel the greater justice would be to seat the people who are most recently elected and not have them be pushed aside by someone who was elected, 3 years ago? Thank you.
Okay, I have a question. Would the people that were just elected be affected by this amendment?
Yes, they would.
Yes, they would.
Okay.
This is William. Absolutely not. This has nothing to do with the people being elected this year. This would have to do with runners-up that are still eligible, and their terms would still go on probably only one more year if there is such a person. There may not be any, but if there's such a person whose term would go one more year, maybe two, but not likely, those are the people who would be affected. Nobody being newly elected, nine listeners from each station would be affected.
Well, however many slots there were for that election included the vacancies, I believe. And so the people that were elected to the seats that turned over plus the vacancies, I believe those are the people that were elected, and they would be not seated if the runners-up were seated.
This is Grace with a point of order.
Okay. Yes, Grace, what's your point of order? What rule is being broken?
The rule that's being broken is the agenda. We're way over time for this item. We must go to a vote and move on. That's my point of order.
Okay, we're out of time. So we need to go to a vote on this item. We're voting on William's amendment to move that before newly elected delegates are seated, those 2016 runners-up who were blocked by LSB majorities for filling vacancies in 2017 and 2018 in KPFA shall be offered the opportunity to serve, and the same shall occur around the network. Please take the vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Gary Bost? Oh, he's excused absence. Adriana Casanay?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Robin Collier?
Robin votes no.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey, excuse absence. Bill Crozier votes no. Joseph Davis? He's not here. Catherine Davis?
No.
Catherine votes no. Benito Diaz, I guess, is not here. Jan Goodman?
Oh, can't hear you. Oh, I'm sorry, no.
Okay, Jan votes no. William Heerwagen?
Yeah, why bother to follow the bylaws if you could? Yes.
You vote?
Yes or no? Okay.
William votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Dwayne Lark?
No. Well,
go to bylaws. Yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Jenny Alfer?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Tony Leon? Oh, excuse absence. Simone Sorsabah?
Follow the bylaws. No.
Lundsville votes no. Alex Feinberg?
No.
Just Alex no comments, no. Please. Just yes or no. Thank you.
Bill Travis?
No. Copy of copy.
What was that, Carol?
No.
The Carol votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Abstains. Glenn Back, I didn't hear from Terry Post or Chris Corey or Joseph Davis or Benito Diaz or Tony Leon. They're all absent. Let me count.
Could you raise your volume a little, Bill?
Oh, sorry. I have a different headset than usual. Is that better?
Okay. I'm just going to raise you here. Okay.
Yeah.
A little
Thank
bit.
You.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Try to hold it closer. Three yes, and let me count the no's. Maybe 11 no's and one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Same.
Three yes, 11 no, one abstention to Williams' amendment.
So Williams' amendment fails. Okay, so now we are to the substitute motion. Would you please take the vote on the substitute motion?
Let me write that down here. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Skipping Jonathan and Gary. Adriana Casanave? I can't hear you, Adriana.
Oh,
Robin Collier?
She's on mute.
Yes.
Somehow.
Okay. Robin votes yes. Adriana, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me? I keep voting.
Yeah, I hear you. How do you vote?
I vote no.
Adriana votes no. Thank you. Skipping Chris. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Oh, he's off the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Skipping Benito. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne votes no. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Tony Leon? Oh, he's off the call. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom votes yes. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Playing back, let's see. The people are absent. If we've got everybody else up for Nancy.
Chair abstains.
Okay, 11 yes. And who knows? That will make three abstentions with you, Nancy.
Okay. So 11 yes, three no, no's.
Three abstentions.
Abstentions. This motion, the
Could
substitute
motion. Could you repeat those numbers again, please, Mansoor?
11 yes, three no's, three abstentions.
No, two no's.
I'm sorry, two no's.
Three abstentions.
Three abstentions. Okay, so this motion passes. The substitute motion passes, and now we'll vote
the main motion as a substitute motion. Is there any objection?
Read the motion, please.
Yes. All right.
Should I read it?
Go ahead, Carol.
Therefore, be it resolved that, one, all newly elected delegates shall be installed in their local station board delegate assemblies and local station boards beginning with the first meeting after the certification of the election, and that the delegate assembly will be charged with electing that station's Pacifica National Board directors. Two, all delegates elected in the election that is in process of finishing in March, April 2019 shall have truncated terms that will expire in December 2021. Three, all new delegates elected during this election period will become eligible in January 2020 to be elected to the Pacifica National Board. Four, any director who had termed out in December but remained on the PNB until April 2019, should they win a delegate election in 2019, they shall be eligible to be a director in 2020.
Okay, is there any objections?
Yes, I said.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote. Bill, are you muted?
Oh, yes, I was. Sorry. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Grace votes yes. Adriana Castaneve?
No.
Adriana votes no. Robin Collier?
Robin votes yes.
Robin votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Joseph Davis? Oh, he's off the call. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Catherine votes yes. Benito, he's not on the call. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan votes yes. William Heerwagen?
The phrase delegate assembly does not appear anywhere in the bylaws. Abstain.
William abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Dwayne Lark?
I abstain.
Dwayne abstains. Ken Laufer?
Yes.
Ken votes yes. Let's see. Tony Leon's excused. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Mansoor votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Alex votes yes. Carol Travis?
Yes.
Carol votes yes. Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Tom abstains. Muscula Washington?
Abstain.
Muscula abstains. We have, let me count. We have 10 yes, 1 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
There'll be 5 abstentions.
The count again, Steve?
Okay, sorry, 10 yes, 1 no, and 5 abstentions.
Okay, 10 yes, 1 no, 5 abstentions. This motion passes. The motion that was the substitute motion became the main motion and passes. Okay. Thank you all. Next item is the Executive Director's Report for 20 minutes, Adriana. Next,
okay,
we have
you.
Yeah, sorry, I was on mute. This is Maxie. Okay. Can you hear me?
Can hear you, yep.
Okay, great. All right, I've got a lot to unload and some material I was holding for last week. But so follow me, hopefully, and if you have any questions, I can certainly answer them at the end, although I may pause in between because I have so much just to make sure that people can remember. So there are going to be some reports that I'm going to submit to, I guess, the secretary for distribution following this presentation, because some of the material I just got today, and I want to make sure that it's proper before I send it out. So here's the start. I want to give an update on NETA. They are making a West Coast visit to the national office, KPFA, KPFK, and the archives starting next week. They're going to be there the whole week. The PPEC, PBC list communication to business managers has not been communicated well, needs to be unit specific. What they did was they presented a report. I asked for a report from NETA to explicitly define the purpose of the visit to each of the units and how it projected to the all of the responsibilities that are listed in their contract and with respect to the audit. And so there are some concerns that I have. And so what I'm going to do is forward that report from them once I have a back and forth with them. There's two issues, and I'll just point them out without going into a whole lot of detail about what they've presented. One of the things I want them to do when they go to the national office is focus on auditing the personnel files and uploading them to NETA. That's important because one of the ideas that we have, and I think this is important if, in fact, this happens, is shutting down the national office. So it's going to be important to capture those files and have them. I'll go into that in a little bit more depth in just a second here. Let me find this document real quick. Excuse me for this. Okay. So what they've outlined in terms of their visit to the West Coast is that they're going to be doing basically four essential things at each location. Obtain incomplete FY17 information to provide to the auditors to meet the March 31st deadline. They're doing that at the National Office, KPFA, Archives, and KPFK. The second thing they're going to be doing is starting to pull FY18 information to send back to NETA in preparation of the audit. The reason that's questionable is because usually you don't pull stuff until the auditors have given you an idea of what they want to sample. So that's the only hesitation I have with that. Discuss the conversion process with Wandrin is one of the things that is specifically highlighted at P&O. Help understand how the day-to-day process will work once converted, and then provide answers to any questions she might have. As far as KPFA and the archives, start pulling FY18 information. That, again, is universal across all of the units, and providing answers to any questions. And, again, my concern is to make sure that if they're going to be there for a week, that it's much more than just informative, that they're actually extracting material that's useful moving forward. The other thing I'll note about NETA that is missing from what they've articulated and has been something that I'm going to make sure that they provide is a little bit more of an exact list of information needed in advance of their visit so that the business managers and Wandrin in the national office can prepare that material before they arrive. Right now, as I've read these descriptions, it's very general and vague. So that's the update on NETA. But I'll forward this report from them once I have a back and forth with them and get them to fine-tune this a little bit. There's some other areas of concern with respect to the scope of services and some of the other activities that will be part of their process when they go to visit the West Coast. So I'll move on to the next item. Real quick, BAI's license application form 302FM was submitted last Thursday to Melody Virtue of Garvey, Schubert & Bear. It was finalized on this Wednesday, yesterday. No cost beyond the attorney fees. I want to give thanks to John Almala and Don Muscle for moving this thing forward. And so that has been secured, and BAI is in good position with respect to that. There are two cost-cutting measures I wanted to bring up to the board that have been proposed. The first one Sorry about that. Hold on 1 second. Jay, I'm going to have to put you on hold for 1 second. I've got to answer this call.
I'll start taking a stack for those people that want to ask Maxie questions.
Jan Break. Jan Goodman. Jan.
Hey, William.
Else? William.
Alex.
Anyone else? Alex. Okay, anyone else?
Adriana.
Adriana, okay.